So Shawn Mendes seems to be all over the news lately. We first got to see earlier this week his interview or his lie detector test with Vanity Fair, and I feel like we learned so much from that. And then last night he played a surprise show in New York City and was on the Stephen Colbert show right after, and he talked about his struggle with social media.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because he was so relatable. I think everyone struggles with social media. It's a bit of a battle, love, hate, relationship with it. There is so much positivity, but also a ton of negativity. He talked about not being good at staying away from social media, which I think is interesting because I have the same struggle, right? And he even mentioned like deleting the app for like 3 days and then coming back on. He's ahead of me. I mean, I can't even delete it, so.
Totally, and his fans love him on social media. I feel like every time he posts a photo, it's never anything other than "we love you, Shawn," or hearts and like different emojis just expressing their love for him. So I find it so interesting that he struggles with it so much, but I guess, again, it makes him so much more relatable. And you're totally right. I feel like I'm the same way. I also struggle with it sometimes because it can consume you. I find myself like aimlessly scrolling. And I've never thought about deleting them. I know I had friends in the past who put like a lock on their apps, which I think is interesting, but he's ahead of the curve there for sure.
Yeah, it's like good that he can sort of give himself a bit of a break, I guess. But yeah, his fans love him. We love Shawn. I mean, I'm sure he at least gets a lot of positivity there to offset some of the hate, but they're under such a microscope, you know? So you sort of need to give yourself a break there.
Totally.
Speaking of someone who has so much support online, Britney Spears has officially filed for the first time to end her conservatorship that she has been under since 2008. We have some quotes here, so I don't want to get anything wrong. Britney's lawyer said in a court filing on Wednesday that Spears fully consents to terminating the conservatorship. And this follows the September 7th filing in which her father, Jamie Spears, told the court, if Miss Spears wants to terminate the conservatorship and believes that she can handle her own life, Mr. Spears believes that she should get that chance. So, I mean, this is a big step. I feel like we've made so much progress. What do you think about where we're going?
Yeah, I'm excited for Britney. Again, this is huge progress. Like, this is the first time she's ever filing for this, you know? Like, this is huge. But doesn't it make you wonder why now? Because that's the first thing I thought of when I heard this story. I'm like, okay, this has been going on since 2008. It's been over 10 years. Why now? What is happening in her life? What does her father know that he's not telling us? What do the other co-conservators know that they're not telling us? You know, it just makes me kind of question it. It makes me kind of nervous, I'm not going to lie. But I'm excited for Britney because if this does go as planned, if she can get out of this, I want to see her get married. You know, I want to see her happy. I want to see her posting her own stuff on social media because we still don't know what's going on there. But yeah, it does leave me a little bit like, you know?
Yeah, there's always so much to unpack with the ongoing Free Britney situation. And it's so frustrating for her to sort of be stuck in this for so long. Mm-hmm. I totally know what you mean. We've seen a couple different documentaries. We've seen the Crave doc. Now Netflix has a doc coming out. And I think that'll be really interesting at the light of this to sort of see where that takes us. But it is interesting if this all sort of stems around just getting more publicity and more voices around it and where we're going to see this take her.
Totally. And I think ultimately, the best case scenario is she gets out of this, she gets married, she goes on with her life, and then we get a tell-all. Like, I would love Oprah to sit down with Britney, and I want a two-hour special. You can make it four, whatever you need to do. I need all the details because I think we need to hear from her. I think we've heard from so many different parties. We've heard from, again, you mentioned the two documentaries that have come out, that are coming out, and we just need to hear from her. I think ultimately that is the point of this whole thing. It's her voice being taken away, and here we are trying to give it back to her. So I'm hoping she like grabs it and then runs with it.
Yeah, I think everyone just really wants to know how she feels to make sure that she's okay. And I think maybe this is like we're actually getting somewhere. So, you know, only wishing the best for Britney to make it through this. to see what life after the conservatorship brings for her, to have that wedding. I think there's only good to come, fingers crossed.
Yeah, totally. I think we're gonna get a lot more answers come September 29th, because that is the date of the next hearing. So I'm looking forward to that. And I also know that Brittany is in the process of signing a prenup with her fiance Sam, essentially because she wants her father to have no involvement. So again, these are all good steps.
Speaking of potential legal battles, The Weeknd has been hit with another accusation of plagiarism. So let's bring up the details for this lawsuit. It was filed September 17th, and music act Epicur claimed that Call Out My Name from The Weeknd's 2018 EP, My Dear Melancholy, copies their track Vibe King. So this is an interesting one, because I can't find the song anywhere on the internet. So it's hard to sort of judge. Like, I don't know how to compare the two.
No, I'm like totally with you. As you were reading that out, I couldn't help but laugh. I know this is very serious and the group or the person needs to be taking this seriously. However, this happened in 2018. I'm kind of like, if they noticed this, don't you think it would have come up in 2018? Like, we see this with Olivia Rodrigo's album. Like, it moves quickly, you know, it happens quickly and things are being processed. And I'm kind of like, what are you going after? It is 2021, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. Vibe King was created in 2015, according to this lawsuit, and was one of several tracks that they sent to one of The Weeknd's engineers for consideration. And so they claimed that they were told that The Weeknd heard the piece and described it as fire.
Like, it's all hearsay, you know? That doesn't, it's like, what are you filing under? You know what I mean? It just doesn't really add up for me. And the fact that we can't even listen to the song and make the judgment for ourselves is bizarre. Like, how is anyone supposed to, you know, pick a side if they want them to pick a side on this situation?
I find it hard to take it seriously when you literally don't have all of the facts in the situation to make your own judgment on it. So I don't know how far it'll go. I mean, if it is the same, then good luck to them. And I guess we'll see. And maybe we'll eventually hear the song.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, if we could hear it, that'd be fantastic.
The Weeknd has faced accusations before over a couple songs. So, I mean, maybe there is some basis there. And I'm sure that the courts at least have heard the music that's being discussed. So we'll see what's to come, right?
Yeah, totally. I'm glad they've heard it, you know? That's good. Thanks so much for watching today's episode of The Filter. Let us know your thoughts on these music stories down below. And don't forget to like and subscribe.
And don't forget, we have the new BTS and Coldplay collab tomorrow coming out, My Universe. We're super excited for that. You can catch it on iHeart New Music down in the description.